Yeah, put up with it. 97% caffeine free.
You like your coffee?
I like the pure coffee the best. But this is it's not as hard on your nerves. You know, it ain't got no caffeine especially at all in it.
Yeah.
You can drink all that you want, it ain't gonna hurt you. In the mornings it was water, you know, it's 97% caffeine free.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's put out by the community.
That's for that diverticulitis.
Well, I don't know. They never had told me that, but I just got off on it.
Yeah.
Well, I keep both. I got the community dark roast. Sometimes I have company, you know, if they want coffee, I'll make it out of that.
Yeah.
And you take the sweet potato crop used to be good here too. You know, we didn't have no weevils. Now today, I can't grow potatoes here. The potato weevil.
Yeah.
Just infested in my place here in our land. But we used to grow plenty of potatoes. You didn't know what that was, you know. There was no such a thing. We've got a lot to contend with now. We used to didn't have, you know. Everybody made the potatoes, and you know, you could dig them things about 1st of November and last October, 1st of November, or up later. And we used to bank them and house them.
Make a what for them? Make a,
well, a
tater house?
Tater house, I used to use that a lot, and then you made a bank. You take this palmetto, we have plenty of palmettos here, you know, you can build up a little mound, put them on there and bring them up, you know, to bring you to a point. And maybe you'd have 12, 15 bushel in that, you know. And you tie them palmetto there, about two blades on the top together, on the bottom, I guess you'd say. And lay them over and start them where they'd come to the ground and shorten them, you know, bring them up till you got them well covered. That first you'd put a bunch of pine straw around them and then put this on them. And you'd take your shovel and start your dirt around and around, you know, if you brought the dirt up. Cap it over with a little old piece of tin or something up there, you know, where rain wouldn't come out either. And you had it made. But I like the house. I used to always keep me one. I don't have it anymore, but I don't grow them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe a couple hundred bushel of butter, you know, and you dig them, you put them in there and have it tight, and you're through with it. But people used to keep those things to where they could eat from, say, from November to whip or June, and the next year you could have sweet potatoes to eat, you know.
Yeah.
If you keep them off the ground, they don't sprout, you know. But if you, now they'll sprout a whole lot quicker in these banks, and they don't get as sweet either because they take up a certain amount of sap, I guess, or moist.
Yeah.
They're a lot sweeter from a house that's got a floor in it. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, a lot of people make the mistake of digging them too early, I think.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they sure do. If you have them right there, you don't lose no potatoes. I never had no trouble with potatoes rotting.
Mm-hmm.
I've made better than 200 bushels of them things.
Yeah, what about
yams? We feed them to our cows, too, you know. Just chop them up and put a little cottonseed meal on them. Man, you had a cow feed. Horses likes them, too. They'll really can serve a lot of purposes. And there's a lot of way to cook sweet potatoes. A lot of way to cook them. You know, you can just down out and bake them like you bake bread, you know, and they're pretty good. Or you can,
Would you ever make them, put it as kind of potatoes in the bread or when you were making?
Potato pone, they call it. Yeah. Wife used to grit them things with a gritter and made it like a pone of cornbread.
Yeah.
Boy, that's good eating. Oh, yeah. And then you candy them. You know all about it. You know that. You know how you candy them. You know you can buy them in a can now.
Yes, sir.
And cook them things and have them sweet, you know, real sweet. And cook them things down a little bit, and they're good eating that way.